You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I have some special guests in the studio today. I want to welcome from Cornerstone Mortgage. I actually have some co-workers of mine. We have Scott Schaffman and Jason Jacobs. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much, Doug. I appreciate you having us on the air today.
And I know you had you guys on because you guys are involved in a charity that it really touches home with a lot of people, and I wanted to have you on the air because the event that you're having, I wanted to make sure we can announce, and also you have people from the charity, and the charity is Lydia's House, which is a home for domestic violence. But let me welcome also to the air, we have Nora Mosby and Lisa Mosley, both from Lydia's House. Welcome, ladies.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's talk real quick about Lydia's House, because Lydia's House doesn't necessarily tell what you guys do. So what is Lydia's House?
Lydia's House is a transitional housing program for women and children who have been victims of domestic violence. We are a confidentially located safe home for women who can stay up for 24 months.
Okay. And so transitional housing, describe what is transitional housing? What does that mean?
Transitional housing is the time from after a woman has been in an emergency shelter. It's a period of time where a woman has the ability to work and to save money and to have resources to help her to be empowered to be self-sufficient.
Excellent. And it hits close to home for me because I came from a domestic violence situation when I was a child. That I grew up in one of those households. So I also have done some volunteer work at Lydia's House. So definitely a great cause. And let's talk about the event real quick, because Jason and Scott, you guys are helping organize this along with Robert Heidemann. And this is, it's going to be August 29th. So Saturday, August 29th, and it's going to be mouse races.
Mouse races, similar to horse racing, but with little mice.
With little mice.
But it's completely humane and nothing to worry about on that front. We get that question a lot. Yeah, August 29th, 6 p.m. at the JCC in Creve Coeur.
So the JCC in Creve Coeur, Saturday, August 29th, mouse races. I love mouse races. Every time I go to a charity event where they have mouse races, to me it's just a blast. It's new, and if you haven't been to a mouse race, you really should consider attending this because it's going to be a blast.
Exactly. We like to say that there's a lot of buzz in the room. Especially after a couple of beers, you start betting on the mice racing, and it's a really good time. They'll put a live mouse on a table and do like a mouse roulette style game, which is very fun. There's a lot of screams. I know my wife is one of them who always screams when the mouse is released on the table, so it's a lot of fun.
And Jason and Scott, how did you guys get involved in the event?
Scott brought me on a little over 3 years ago, and we've been doing this event since pretty much right when I started. We started with Trivia Night, and it was just a little too tame for our tastes. Not that there's anything wrong with the trivia night, but we wanted something a little more exciting, and we stumbled upon this great organization, Lydia's House, and decided to partner with them to keep our charity event going, and they're doing a great job helping us plan and helping us grow the event. We actually have over 275 people RSVP'd for the event already. So
that's a great start, and we are still about 3 weeks away.
Yeah, we're 3 weeks away. We had to move into a larger venue, and we're trying to get as many people there to help us raise a lot of money for a great cause.
Well, so let's go back to the cause. So Lydia's House, Nora and Lisa have some specific questions about this. So when you talk about domestic violence, I guess what all does that cover?
So domestic violence is much more than just things you think of in terms of physical violence and things you think of as being illegal or against the law. Domestic violence is a pattern of abusive behaviors that one person perpetrates against another in an intimate relationship. So that includes the physical violence or sexual violence, but it also includes things like controlling all the money or not allowing her to work or forcing her to work. It also includes social isolation, so not letting her spend time with family or friends so that she's really alone. It also includes kind of emotional abuse, verbal abuse as well. So it's a full range of abusive tactics that keep women under his control.
And Lisa, frequently it seems that people that are the victims of domestic violence end up going back to the perpetrator. Why is that?
A lot of times it has to do with economic reasons. They don't have the resources to provide for themselves and their children. And so it's important that they have enough time at a program like Lydia's House to be able to maybe get a job for the first time, to save money, so that the reason that they don't return is related to economics.
Right, so you guys really help solve a lot of that problem that keeps them from going back by helping them in this transitional housing. And how long did you say they can stay in the transitional housing?
They can stay up for 24 months.
Okay, and so you guys have things in place that help them get back on their feet. And that's what a lot of this money goes to, is to help them in those situations, right?
Right.
So Lydia's House provides fully furnished apartments so that women have their own kind of space. They can cook their own meals. It's not living with other families in, you know.
Right. It's not just communal housing.
Exactly. They have their own apartments. We also have domestic violence support groups and community activities that kind of foster a sense of community so women can get support from each other.
So when it comes time for this event, so the event is going to be the Mouse Races on Saturday, August 29th at the JCC in Creve Coeur. And with this event, what's the cost to get in the event?
So it's $25 a person to come in. You don't have to have a table, but if you get 9 of your friends together and you want to get a table together, it's only $200 for a table of 10, and includes the cost of admission and beer and wine. Be responsible, though. I think that's important to say.
Right, open bar. You better be careful.
Yes, indeed. Be very careful. Don't get too crazy.
And website for Lydia's House. What is the website address?
Our website address is www.lydiashouse.org. All one word, no apostrophe after the S. So www.lydiashouse.org.
And let's spell Lydia. So it's LYDIAS. House, HOUSE.org. So great place to go to get more information. And I know that there's also a link on there to be able to register for the event, right?
That's correct.
And I'm also going to make sure on the website for our show at smartwithyourmoney.com, we're going to put a link to it. You'll see a link for Lydia's House in our blog post, and you can register for the event live on there. So can you give us an example of somebody that has come through Lydia's House that you've helped be able to leave an abusive situation and be able to get back on their feet?
So we see a lot of wonderful success stories at Lydia's House because our program allows families to stay for 2 years. Women can really identify what their goals are and can really put in a lot of work. If she wants to go back to school, we can help her get scholarships. And we've seen women graduate with associate's degrees after 2 years and then go on and maybe even get a bachelor's degree and work on further education after that as well. We also see women get their GED if that's an issue that they would like to work on. Housing is a big issue, so we really hope that women will be able to spend 2 years at Lydia's House and then get their own apartment. We've seen women be able to buy their own house too, which is very exciting.
That's great.
If they have legal issues over 2 years, they can work on a divorce and get custody situations settled. Medical issues, maybe they need to apply for Social Security benefits, and we have advocates that will meet with them regularly and help them achieve those goals too.
Excellent. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Nora Mosby and Lisa Mosley from Lydia's House. And we're also joined by Jason Jacobs and Scott Schaffman from Cornerstone Mortgage, who are helping sponsor the event Mouse Races. They're going to be at the JCC on August 29th. That's Saturday. It's coming up in about 3 weeks. Definitely need to register for the event right away. You can register. You can look on our website for the Lydia's House link at smartwithyourmoney.com, or you can visit the Lydia House homepage, which is www.lydiashouse.org. So is there, do you guys really help prevent and give a lot of education to the people that come through there to make sure that they don't go back into a situation like this?
We do. So one of the things that we do is every family, so a family may be a single woman or it may be a woman there with her children, but they have an advocate who works with them. And the advocate is talking to them about safety planning, in addition to all the things that Nora just mentioned. But the whole time that they're at Lydia's House, they're receiving support and understanding and learning about, we talk about red flags, the things that they should be looking for in relationships, things that if they see an abusive partner doing, that they know that those are those are abusive tactics that they're using. And so if we can help them to understand the patterns of behavior that were happening to them that brought them to Lydia's house, then our goal is that that will help them in the future when they leave Lydia's house to not to get into another abusive relationship.
Yeah, and frequently it seems like the difference between love and attachment, that frequently attachment gets confused with love, that they may be attached to a certain person, but there may not necessarily be a lot of love there. And the attachment can come through manipulation and through all kinds of different tactics that people use to keep somebody in that situation longer with where they're being domestically abused. So I love the cause. I love what you're doing because it really gets people out of a situation where they may not feel like they have a way out.
Mm-hmm.
So Jason and Scott, do you guys have anything to add to the event? I know you guys are going to be there, and you guys are sending this out to a lot of people. You're getting a great response for it.
Yeah, we've had a really great response from a lot of local businesses and a lot of our friends, family, and colleagues, former clients and current clients who are trying to get involved. And we got a bigger space for a reason, so we'd love to see as many people out as possible to support Lydia's House. It's an organization that's really close to my heart, and I've been very impressed with the way that they not only help people locally in the community, but the way that they recognize the community's ability to help and give back in that sense as well.
Very good. So Saturday, August 29th at the JCC in Creve Coeur is going to be the Mouse Races for Lydia House. And Scott, you had something to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that if you weren't able to attend and you wanted to make a donation, make sure you go to the Lydia's House website. In addition, we will have a silent auction. So if there are any items that you'd be willing to donate, that would be fantastic as well. And you can contact Lindsay Timms directly at 636-534-8609.
All right,
thank you very much.
Yeah, repeat that phone number one more time.
Sure, it's 636-534-8609.
Very good. Well, guys, really appreciate you taking the time to come in, and I am looking forward to the event. It's going to be a great one.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
So do you know what it takes for a company to be elected to the top places to work 4 years in a row? Well, coming up, we're going to be talking with Jason Jacobs and Scott Schaffman about how Cornerstone Mortgage has received that award 2012, 2013, 14, and 2015. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.